The Arizona Corporation Commission has placed a partial moratorium on new water and sewer connections from Johnson Utility Service Area in Pinal County. That'll limit construction for at least 6 months in one of the hottest housing areas in the state. Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic has written about this and joins us in studio. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
So what exactly did the Corporation Commission do here? Basically, Johnson Utilities can't hook up as much water and sewer service as they want?
That's right. Normally, a utility would give a hookup, connect any new customer that requested that in their territory. That's sort of the responsibility when you're a monopoly utility. What the regulators voted for yesterday is to limit very restrictively how many new customers Johnson Utilities can accept. It's going to be 28 new customers a month in certain areas where that utility is having some major problems.
Why did this happen?
Well, for years, the owners of that utility were not reinvesting the money that they got from their customers into expanding the system. This is the utility now is being run by an interim manager, EPCOR, which runs other water companies around the state, because Johnson Utilities wasn't properly maintaining the system. There were a series of sewage spills. There was no water coming out of the taps last summer. And so the regulators put EPCOR in charge, and EPCOR is saying, hey, we can probably fix these problems, but we can't continue to grow at 200 or 300 new customers a month because this is one of the hottest housing markets and fastest growing areas of the valley.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because this decision affects not only Johnson Utilities and EPCOR, who's now managing that, but also presumably home builders in that area, right?
Right, and all the major home builders. So Fulton Homes, Pulte, and about 26 other either landowners or home builders who are developing in that area, and now they can't sell as many homes as they had planned.
So did those home builders express any concern to the commission? Were they at the meeting yesterday talking about this?
Absolutely. And they were there last month when this idea was first kicked around by the commission. They, a month ago, very strongly opposed any type of a moratorium. They didn't even want the word moratorium to be spoken because they thought that that would tamper down home sales in the area. They've been working with the interim manager, EPCOR, for the last month. A few of the home builders had really kind words to say, and they're not happy necessarily because of this moratorium, but they more or less agree that they're going to have to limit their new hookups to allow EPCOR to take care of these issues so that eventually they can develop this area as planned.
Well, so what has to happen in the next couple of months to maybe get this lifted after the initial period comes due?
There are a handful of things that EPCOR is working on to try and bolster that utility so that they can accept more customers. And the problems are myriad. So in different neighborhoods, some don't have enough water in the pipes today to serve the current number of customers. So they're having still water pressure issues, and that's a concern. So they need to dig new wells, they need to get new storage tanks, and build this infrastructure so that they have enough capacity to deliver water as required. In other neighborhoods, the sewage treatment plants don't have enough capacity to take all of the effluent that they have. And so they're working, EPCOR's working like with farmers and irrigation districts to take some of the treated effluent water because they don't have enough storage area on site. And they eventually need to build a $50 million new treatment plant in that territory. So they're working on all of these things concurrently so that they can begin to accept more customers.
And none of those sound like they're things that you can do overnight. I mean, building new plants or fixing water pressure, that kind of thing, that all stuff all takes time.
A lot of it is going to take time and money. There are a couple of quick fixes because, as I said, some of the problems are just they don't have enough ponds to store the treated effluent water, and you can't just dump that into the street, of course. So they're finding people that can use treated effluent around that Johnson Utilities area, and that will free up some capacity in the areas that just don't have enough sewage treatment area.
All right, that's Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic talking about the latest issue with Johnson Utilities down in Pinal County. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.